The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. You know, we have a jam-packed program coming to you today. I am waiting on that's all going to work out. You know, it gets a little interesting when I don't get that person right here in the studio across from me, and it's gone daylight savings time, and you just never know sometimes what's going on in live radio. But we do have two wonderful guests for you. First up, I'm talking with Brent Regan, waiting on his phone call, as I say. Brent is the Kootenai County Chair of the Republican Central Committee, but he's really a lot more than that. He is a regular columnist in the Coeur d'Alene Press. He's been in politics, kind of a middle-of-the-road guy, really, to be honest about Brent. He is Republican, but he's a real middle-of-the-road, moderate, fair-dealing kind of representative. He himself is not exactly a politician. He's more of a commentator. He's more of a person behind the scenes, wanting elections to be fair and the information going out to be true, and that the candidates are who they say they are. And I think that's particularly important coming up to this primary. And so that's why I have him on today, to be talking about this concept of open primaries. And there's just a lot of, I want to be careful with my wording, but there's just a lot of disingenuousness, kind of like obscuring what it really is, in my opinion. And this is an opinion show. So we're going to talk about open primaries, and we're going to talk about ranked choice voting, which really is, I can hardly even talk about it. It's so confusing. It's like an algorithm in a computer. But we're going to get into it and see what we can uncover for you and open up for you to rethink maybe something that you've already been thinking, whether it's about open primaries or ranked choice voting. The other thing I want to let you know about is, at the bottom of the hour, our state Treasurer Julie Ellsworth, who's been on the program before with us, is going to call in also from Boise. I'm praying on that phone call too now. And she has been on before talking about DEI, diversity, just a minute, equity and inclusion, DEI. And she's talked about this before. And again, how if you just look at the words like DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, what's not to love? It's like open primaries, what's not to love? But it's the agenda underneath that. It's the plan, if that's implemented, what it's going to do. And she's very articulate to this. And if you don't know, this is the treasurer of Idaho, and other treasurers and other people and other leaders and governors and that across our nation who are very alarmed at the push and the movement of DEI. And they're not against diversity. They're not against equity. And they're not against inclusion. It's the program underneath. And it's kind of like, I want to say, it just occurred to me as I'm talking that it's like open primaries. The words are good, but it's the program underneath that is really, really a problem. So Brent Regan, we're still waiting on his phone call, and a little bit later in the show, Julie Ellsworth, state treasurer, is going to call in. Praise God. And so we're going to take our first break and see what we can do and just get on with business here. Do a little business right now.
Best Western Plus, Ponderay Mountain Lodge. Enjoy spacious guest rooms with free Wi-Fi. It's dog friendly, but call early. Rooms are limited. Best Western Plus offers free breakfast, has a conference room for meetings, and you can relax in the indoor pool and hot tub. It's the closest hotel to Schweitzer Mountain Resort, located next to Sweet Lou's, where you can walk to dine. Call today and book your reservation at the Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge.
Time has proven to be a good judge of quality. When something stands the test of time, you know it's good. Steve here with Pacific Steel and Recycling in Ponderay. Pacific is a 100% employee-owned company that has been delivering great steel products and providing convenient, quality recycling services for more than a century. Here in Ponderay for more than 30 years. So if it's structural steel you need, or just looking to turn your metal trash into cash, visit Pacific Steel and Recycling, located at 1000 Triangle Drive in Ponderay.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Dan, this house is freezing. It's got to be these old windows.
The windows are fine.
It's time to text Renewal by Anderson. Otherwise, I'm cranking up the thermostat.
No, our heating bill is huge.
Exactly. We need new windows.
You think so?
Our windows are over 10 years old. They're letting out the warm air and wasting money.
You're saying we could actually save money and the house would be warmer if we replaced our old windows?
Yes. And if we text now, we can save hundreds of dollars.
I'm texting Renewal by Anderson.
Text BAKE to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation with Renewal by Anderson online today. Plus, text now during the 31-day March sales event and get $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Text BAKE to 200-300 for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a full year with Renewal by Anderson. Text the word BAKE to 200-300. BAKE to 200-300.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, the guy with all those annoying ads. I'm here to tell you that when homes aren't selling, I am still buying homes. If you're wondering if you can still get a fair cash offer and close in a week, well, let me tell you, yes, you Spokane. Call me today for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell in as little as 1 week with no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing. I'm not green bluffing you. We are a local, family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. Get your free cash offer today by visiting us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Picture this. Kids engaged in sport leagues and swim lessons, making lifelong friends. While parents enjoy fitness classes, state-of-the-art gym facilities, and wellness programs designed to help you reach your health goals. But that's not all. The YMCA isn't just about physical fitness. It's about nurturing spirit, mind, and body. There's always something happening at the Y to enrich your life and your community. Activate your YMCA membership between March 3rd and 24th and receive up to an $80 value when we waive the join fee. and no contracts ever. So, what are you waiting for? Stop by any ranch or go to ymcainw.org to get started today. Take the first step towards a brighter future and join the YMCA. It's more than just a gym. It's a healthy community where everyone is welcome. Prorated dues apply. May not be combined with other discounts. Offer good through March 24th.
97.1 FM, KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. Well, I don't know what happened to the phone call or Brent. I am hoping, of course, that he is okay, that there's nothing serious going on that is keeping him from making that phone call that he was so excited to do and pleased to be on the show. I guarantee you that I'll have Brent rescheduled so he can come and speak in his words for now. Hey, you guys, you've got me, which is kind of exciting because I never just get to talk on my own. I always have a guest here. So fasten your seatbelts and let's see where this takes us. Our topic right now is open primaries, and then hopefully we'll have time to go on to ranked choice voting. And so the primary is coming up here in Idaho on May 21st, and it's where candidates who are filing now, the filing deadline closes this Friday, the 15th, and so on the primary, this is where there's like a Republican ballot, and there's a Democratic ballot, and if they have candidates, there can be a Green, you know, they're whoever these political groups are, they get together on the primary as a group and they vote, we vote on a ballot for candidate, who we want to be our candidate. There's only going to be one. Let's say there are three Republicans running for county commissioner, three real Republicans that are running for county commissioner. And so we get to vote for those three. We Republicans, if you're a Republican, same thing with Democrats. We Democrats, you know, we vote on our ballot for our candidate. So the idea of a closed primary is the rules and regulations for being able to vote in that Republican primary and that Democratic primary ballot on that ballot, on their ballots, is, you know, they're just whatever the rules can be. You know, the cutoff to be, call yourself a Democrat is this, the cutoff to declare who you are if you're an independent or you're something else is here and there. Every state is a little different. Many states are the same. A lot of states are closed, few states are open, and even those definitions change from state to state. So speaking here in Idaho, there has been a real push to try to keep the primaries closed because if you're reading in letters in the Daily Bee or you're listening to opinions or talking to people that are standing outside the library with petitions to sign for an open primary, they make it sound like you're not getting to vote. If you don't agree with the concept of an open primary, then you don't get to vote and you're disenfranchised and it's all bad and it's so undemocratic and it's kind of dictatorial. Nothing could be further from the truth. The idea of a closed primary is to say this interest group of Democrats, they have every right to come together as a group and decide by ballot who their candidate is. That's the purpose of a primary, because that winner on the Democratic primary and that winner on the Republican ballot primary are the ones that advance into the fall. And in the fall, it doesn't matter what your registration is. You can vote for the Democrat, you can vote for the Republican, you can write somebody in, you can vote for the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, the whatever party. If that candidate has filed and they got it through the primary, then they're going to be on your fall ballot. And everybody gets to choose who they want on that list. I walk in, we get the same ballot. Okay, so that's the fall. I'm we're focusing on primaries, and the purpose is to find the candidate. If it's open primary, which sounds all so democratic and all so happy-clappy, it just means that Democrats can lie and say, I'm not a Democrat, I'm actually a Republican, or the reverse, I'm a Republican, but I'm actually going to register now temporarily as a Democrat so I can vote in the Democratic primary because I want to influence who that Democratic candidate is. I want somebody I like for the Democrat, or the reverse. A Democrat says, look, I'm a Democrat, I really am, but I'm going to register as a Republican because I have every right, don't I, to go over into the Republican ballot during the primary, at the primary election, and vote for the Republican that I can I can like, most like my values and my needs and the way I want things done. I heard someone offer an opinion, I think it was here on the air, and it said that Democrats, using that example, have every right to come in and find... Oh, awesome. Okay. What? Okay. Is he with me here? Brent, are you on the phone with me?
I am.
Okay, excellent. Well, you may have heard me yammering away because I wasn't sure if you would be with us. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. Brent Regan on the phone line. I was just talking about open and closed primaries. And Brent, how I heard Democrats say, it's mostly Democrats, let's be honest, who say, look, I have every right to cross over when I want to lie about what my affiliation is. And I want to vote in the Republican primary, even though I don't agree with their platform. I don't agree with the way they want to spend money. I don't agree with their position on critical issues. So take it from there. Tell us what you think about open primaries and what the problems might be.
Well, what's on the ballot initiative, they say it's an open primary, but it really isn't. What it is it's a elimination of the party system altogether. What they can't do is force the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or any other party to open their party membership to whoever wants to join without actually joining. So the courts have actually ruled on this, and they said that the right to associate also means the right not to associate. So what we have, when I'm trying to explain it to people, usually what I say is, well, do you think it would be appropriate for people in Oregon to be able to vote in Idaho elections? So is it okay for people in Oregon who live in Oregon and who are registered in Oregon to vote for, say, the Idaho governor? Or come over here on election day and just say, hey, I want to vote for the governor and be allowed to vote? Or do you think it would be okay for illegal aliens or other just people who are visiting the country, tourists? Say there's a tourist here on election day. Would it be okay for the tourists to vote in our elections? And most reasonable people will say, well, no. And would it be okay then for Republicans to go and vote for who is the chairman of the Democrat Party? Do you think that would be okay? We can go in. Republicans should be able to pick the chairman and the vice chairman and the secretary and treasurer of the Democrat Party.
Brent, I'm going to have to interrupt you because in 30 seconds, I've got Julie Ellsworth, our state treasurer, calling in on the same line you're on. I am going to connect with you probably tomorrow and see about another time for you to call because you have such information on open primaries. So I'm going to have to say goodbye now. I hate this, but I got to do it.
Well, Julie's got some excellent information, so I have no problem with that. And I apologize for being late to the call. I got hung up.
I understand. No problem. All right. We'll be in touch, Brent. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right. We are going to go on a break. And while that break is happening, now that I've hung up with Brent, we're hoping that Julie's going to be calling. All right. Thanks, everybody. Break time.
Change of pace? The Washington Air National Guard offers high-caliber training in career fields from medical to maintenance and everything in between. immediately access state tuition assistance and subsidized health insurance, all while serving 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. Select jobs eligible for a bonus up to $15,000. Contact your local Air National Guard recruiting at 509-981-3217. The Washington Air National Guard. Build a career, serve your community.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit TingInternet.com/Bulldogs. That's TingInternet.com/Bulldogs.
This March, we're celebrating our 29th anniversary at the Kootenai Casino. We're having a blowout anniversary celebration, and you are invited. With March deals on rooms, dining, and the spa, along with huge cash and bonus play prizes all month long, stay at the Kootenai Falls Lodge midweek, starting at just $69, or upgrade to a Riverview room for $89. And in the Springs restaurant, our chef is offering these mouth-watering March specials. For breakfast, stuffed biscuits and gravy, or stuffed French toast for only $10. For lunch, try a trip through our salad bar, a cup of soup, and half sandwich for just $8. For dinner, we have an OG London broil or chimichurri hanger steak for only $16. At the Kootenai Spa, save on the 30-minute massage and peppermint body scrub with a Tranquility tub soak for only $110. Come on in for the win. Book your getaway today. Just call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY. Or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Are you looking for the good old-fashioned customer service that your parents experienced? You know, where people actually care about each other? Well, at North Idaho Collision Repair Center, we value our customers and their satisfaction above all else. When fixing your vehicle, our focus is on your needs. Through the entire five-step repair process, we'll take the confusion and frustration out of your accident. Call us today at 208-267-9995 and ask for Shane. North Idaho Collision Repair Center, where quality matters.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 AM.
Everybody, welcome in. Welcome in. Thank you again for staying with us. And hello, State Treasurer Julie Ellsworth. Welcome.
Well, hello, Barbara. It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you again. I really appreciate your taking time. I know with the legislature in session, things are pretty hot down there in Boise, and so I appreciate it. Wanted to let you know Brent Reagan for just a few minutes was on the phone with us regarding open and closed primaries, and I was saying that open and closed, like open primaries and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion are good words. They sound very happy and democratic, and don't we all believe in that? But when you get to the agenda underneath and the application, that's where they say the devil's in the details, right? And DEI is like that.
Yes, as a legislator, you knew that you can give a title to any bill to make it sound good, but you really have to read what's really happening in it.
Yeah,
to get any comfort level. And the problem with DEI and ESG type things is they did not bring it through they don't bring these ideas through the legislative process. They try and bring it through the back door, through the Treasury or some business, you know, implementing policy that they won't give loans, you know, if you don't follow these things. If you want policy, come in through the front door and do it in the legislative process where you get full debate and we can yay or nay it. That's the real problem with DEI situations and ESG. But we've had a lot going on with DEI, ESG. DEI is the S in ESG, the social component. And so any legislation that's dealing with ESG encompasses the DEI concept.
So remind our audience, ESG stands for?
Environmental Social Governance.
Okay.
So they want to, and as far as I know, environmental, we already have the EPA. We don't need financial stuff dealing with environmental. Social governance, we have HR rules and regulations in the state of Idaho and nationally, and we also have the Constitution that protects your individual rights. And then governance would just be where they try to weight how many people you have of certain types to govern your entity.
So I really like, if I understand what you just said, and I like it, is that ESG, the environmental issues, social, and governance, is the way they want to apply these words of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. How, give our audience the details on how does this play out for you as state treasurer? Is this a problem? Where are they trying to move you and how to move you?
Well, it is an issue with the Treasury coming from the federal Treasury down to state governments, where we want to, this is the latest that we've had to act on these issues. In November, or I guess it was the end of October, there was a proposed SEC rule. This has to do with financing, and the SEC does not have to do with land, but the rule had to do with the natural assets companies, which basically are companies that interact with federal land. And the rule that they were proposing is just very egregious. It would essentially have, through a financial regulatory process, control our federal land. And there's really no other way to describe it. And so what happened was I got involved on this to push back against it, because we do not need to be settled by the SEC here in the West Coast. You know, we can manage our public lands, and we can adhere to policies that are legal. And, you know, who are you to come in and say all this stuff? But it was going through fast. This rule was going through very fast. It only has 6 weeks for input. And by the time people got up to speed that this was happening, the input window was closed. And so in December, I worked with my fellow constitutional officers. We got together a letter to, and also with our congressional delegation and our House and Senate leaders on the state level. We drafted a letter asking that they open the input period on this rule that is going to go into effect that we don't even get to talk about, and that we just demand that they open the hearing process. Give us the extended time on it. Well, before Christmas, we learned that the time for input had been extended, which is good. And then through Christmas, we worked with all the different groups that would be impacted. And the rule was to be decided, and I think it was mid-January. And they just heard from a lot of people after Christmas during that hearing period, and found out that you just don't come in with a sneaky rule from the SEC to manage us in the federal lands. And they actually pulled the rule back. So that kind of stuff we are watching all the time. And to actually have a rule pulled back from the SEC because they got so much input is a win. Is a win for us as we watch.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations on that. But this is where I will use words that you might not use. But to me, this is such an underhanded way. Every time we see they want to end run things with an executive rule or just a rule that comes out of a federal agency. It doesn't go through Congress. It doesn't. It just end runs around things, and then that rule gets in place. The environment, I mean, there are just so many rules that have happened that are handcuffing our economy and our freedoms. It's the plan, isn't it, to do that?
It's an undemocratic approach to getting your way.
Yes.
If you wish to debate it, I can take a debate. We can fight it up or down. But this stuff gets, you know, in through the back doors and different, you know, think tanks. I just really value the input from people that live under the rules. And so I think, you know, we need to, if you're trying to skirt the process called the democratic process, democratic republic process. That,
called our constitution.
You know, take a second look.
Yeah, called our constitution, I think is what it is, that they hate our constitution. They being progressive liberals that are always pushing something like this. I've never seen anything come out of the more moderate or right-wing people, lobbyists.
You know, I think there is an agenda behind it, and I am committed to standing up every time I see it raise its head. You know, it feels like whack-a-mole sometimes over here, but in the legislature, I have worked with legislators to get a piece of legislation that passed through the Senate. It is now in a House committee. It would make it so that you cannot be boycotting our businesses here in Idaho if you wish to have a contract with the state government.
Yeah. And who across the nation, if I can ask, what other state treasurers or governors, what other states were involved in this pushback against this federal land rule from the SEC?
Land rule?
Yeah.
Let's see. Initially, it was Wyoming, and now there's actually, now that they pulled the rule back, you know, which is good, but you always have to be on the lookout, because then there's rumors that they're going to come forward with legislation to implement that rule, people not of our thinking. And so, to our state's credit, Senator Crapo and Senator Risch, as well as Fulcher, and I'm not sure, I haven't spoken to Simpson's office, but they have all signed on to legislation to codify that you cannot do this with natural asset companies, because they believe that the Democrats are coming out with legislation to say that you can. They didn't get it through. Now, I can say, all right, I'll fight you on this battle, because now you're coming through the front door, and we will win, you know, because this is not the role of fiscal policymakers to come in and then ultimately have the impact on your natural asset companies, you know, which basically we know all about public lands and how different efforts essentially take away the use of them.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to.
They just want to take away power. They want to take away power any and everywhere that they think they can find it. I would like you to speak to our audience about how this environmental social governance aspect of, you know, pushing for diversity, equity, inclusion they want to impact your investments, where they say, even though you're making a good return, help our audience understand your role in investments and how this issue of ESG, they want to take power away from you.
2 years ago, we did pass legislation that went into effect in the state of Idaho that codified once again, you know, that the Prudent Investor Act means you are to look out for the person whose money you are investing. And any other ideas, if they create the greatest return for the person whose money it is, you can look at it, but you don't have to. Because what was happening is there were mandates that you must do certain types of investments that would fall into that ESG component and the DEI, you know, just stay away from these companies. Well, who are you to decide that? It's the person who gave you the money to invest. It's their money, and they want to make a rate of return. If they tell you, I want to make a less rate of return, so please invest it in all this stuff, well, then you're doing it for them. But you don't get to make that decision on your own. And that has been going on nationally. A lot of places have divested of different things. We do not hold BlackRock stock in the Treasury. You know, we have not got any since I started pushing back on this. And, you know, things will eventually run off. You don't want to hurt yourself as a state for any investments that you have and, you know, rip them out. You have to let them run their course. And a lot of states have divested of companies like BlackRock, and they over about a 7-year period, they'll be able to dissolve all those investments. It has gotten the attention of BlackRock and different companies that have very much involve themselves this way. The news is very hopeful because they have pulled out of the Net Zero Alliance in Europe, which was kind of the impetus behind this whole thing to get this one world order type deal with right. it, how you look at investment.
Kind of climate and, those, and environment,
right.
net
and
zero, crazy.
Right. They have pulled out this year. I think certain deadlines were hitting and they realized that now they really are subjecting themselves to risk with their involvement in this. This does not mean that it's gone away, but what I can say is that we have identified it. We can see it and we speak to it.
Yes.
Our side, the side that was quiet for so many years. And because of that, you know, it requires attention on both sides, as it should. This should not have just gone through without anybody paying attention, because ultimately you have no right to invest money for your favorite popsicle stand.
Right, exactly.
Unless it is going to make me the best rate of return. And I don't, you know, it's just contrary to the fiduciary principles that we have on the books in the state of Idaho now.
You know, I really liked what you said about this is not going away. You know, this codified the Prudent Investor Act here in Idaho, and I'm sure in other states, is strong and good, but this is a relentless battle that we're in. Hold those thoughts. We've got more. I've got more questions for you. State Treasurer Julie Ellsworth, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Lake RV for all your service, repairs, and RV parts. Get ready for the camping season. Have your RV de-winterized and get a system check done. We work on RVs, travel, horse, and utility trailers. Work includes appliances, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, roof repairs, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Ponderay, off Highway 95 just behind the co-op, or online, lakervinc.com. For all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is your locally family-owned and operated Lennox Premier Dealer. What does that mean to you? Premier Dealers are among the select few in the industry who uphold exceptional service, product training, and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. That's the premier difference. Working with AGE Heating and Cooling is one of the smartest decisions you can make for your home comfort. Call today, 208-603-2210, or visit online at ageheatingandcooling.com. ID HVAC Contractors License Number 059041.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, the guy with all those annoying ads. I'm here to tell you that when homes aren't selling, I am still buying homes. If you're wondering if you can still get a fair cash offer and close in a week, well, let me tell you, yes, you Spokane. Call me today for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell in as little as 1 week with no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing. I'm not green bluffing you. We are a local family owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. Get your free cash offer today by visiting us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Thank you for staying with us, and welcome again to State Treasurer Julie Ellsworth. Julie, I have a question, an area that may not be, you know, exactly on your radar scope, but and if it isn't, that's okay. I'm just interested if you have a comment. I saw a quote that was talking about the fight going on at Idaho universities and colleges to defend against DEI, this push. pushing for diversity, equity, and inclusion, which sounds good, but they're pushing in areas that lead to discrimination. You know, Florida has eliminated, mm-hmm. trying to eliminate all funding for DEI positions and programs because it segregates people. There's a bill, I don't know where it is right now in Idaho. Can you bring us up to date? Do you know about this? Can you comment?
I do know about this bill. It is Senate Bill 1274. The idea is the bill will make clear Idaho state policy that hiring and admissions decisions must be made. I'm reading from their script, the title here, must be made on merit. This bill will also guarantee that hiring and admissions decisions made by state agencies, including public colleges and universities, are not, quote, conditioned on requirement that applicants submit or subscribe to a diversity statement, unquote.
Yes.
There's your bill right there, Senate Bill 1274.
Is it out of committee?
It did make it out of committee, and I'll check where it is right now, but it is very much something that it is on the third reading calendar. It passed the full Senate, and it's been moved to the House.
Okay, well, that is good. It's moving forward. This is just such an example, isn't it, of just coming at whatever direction they can come in they want to inject DEI agenda into our classrooms, mm-hmm. and I think it's already in our high schools. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm very concerned about that.
Well, I think that this diversity statement prohibited, essentially, is what was happening at those other colleges, as far as I know. Let's see.
Okay.
So it did pass the Senate, and there were eight no votes, and it appears like it was simply a partisan vote.
Yeah.
And it's just been held daily and I suspect it will get a hearing. I can check that for you and text you, but that one is very much
in play.
Directly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's important because whether it's investments or whether it's land management, federal state land management, or here we are in education, this push to present high-flying, high-sounding words, but when you get into the detail, power and influence. I don't know if this is exactly what you'll think of this, but when I get to go to Hawaii, Julie, in 2 weeks. I'm pretty excited about that. When I get on that airplane, I want to know that pilot was hired for merit. I don't care what color he or she is, what their religion is. You know, I don't care about anything about that. I just want to know they are the best. And that's what I want flying my airplane. That's who I want flying my airplane.
I very much agree with you. I mean, it is based on your ability, your merit, that you should be receiving things. But, this bill is very good. It is, again, a subset of ESG,
mm-hmm.
that social component of it, because you'd find that people would boycott industries based on some components, like they flew an American flag on one of their sites. That legitimately did happen in Idaho. That someone lost out on business because he had an American flag on his property. You know, where do we get to pull these both legal things and out of our back pockets and suddenly make them deal killers? You know, these arbitrary requirements that ESG comes up with, how do you even keep track of it?
Julie, you have been Idaho State Treasurer for how many years now? When were you first elected?
2019, and so I've been 5 years.
Okay.
I'm starting my first year of my second term.
Praise God.
Yeah, I quite love it. I love to see the investments of the state, the monies of the state being held and handled in a very fiscally responsible manner. We returned $330 million back to Idaho taxpayers last year in interest earnings.
Wow.
So when you are careful with your funds, you know, they elevate you. They relieve taxpayers of burdens that would otherwise exist.
You know, my question for you is, did you think when you were running first and elected in 2019 and took office in 2020, I'm assuming, that you would have to be so vigilant against these end runs on land control and ESG and people pushing you to don't invest in this company, even though you're getting the best return for Idaho. Let's invest in this company because it's something else that we value. Did you think you would be doing that?
I never thought that that would be. However, I can tell you that there is a group of treasurers that I work with nationally. There's about 28 states represented in this group. And I think that we were probably just this oddball group of treasurers for our time because I came from the legislative branch. I served 12 years. I was two terms in leadership in the House of Representatives here in Idaho. And, you know, you just don't get to run over Idaho. It's like, you know, and you do, I'll bring the spike, you know?
Yeah.
And so we saw this, and other treasurers also came from the legislative branch. And it started out with that West Virginia treasurer and about two others. And we're just like, over our dead body, do you get to mess with us this way through the back door?
Yeah.
And we are committed to pushing back, and we can identify it. We can name it. So we've diagnosed the issue, and we will stay on it.
Right. You are a watchman at the gate, for sure, a watchman at the tower, for sure. You know, the reason I like to have you on and others that are in this fight on our behalf is that we don't see this detail. We don't understand it sometimes, what's actually going on. And so your vigilance, I just cannot overemphasize it. What do you see coming down the road that you are concerned about or looking at or keeping your eye on? Anything in particular?
Well, we've got natural asset companies. I think we've got to look at that a lot. There is a bill that I will be working on if it passes the Senate, and I believe it will. It's House Bill 665. Representative Ehlers brought this bill forward that has us look into the state investments in every area of the state. And identify if any of those investments are done in with countries that are adversarial to us. So I will help him collect the information this year, and it will be interesting to see what diversification exists within fund managers, and if you know they're investing in places like Iran, you know, as part of their diversification. But we will, you know, that is the one that I'll be working on in the short term. And lots of other things. I've been working on many issues down here, and I have that unclaimed property. If you have any lost money, I'm the one that has it. You need to check my website, yourmoney.idaho.gov.
You run ads often or not often, but I see them
every now and then,
and that really brings it to the forefront. Well, you know, I'm going to call you and your team again to be back on the program. I just enjoy this so much, not only for the work that you do, but for the how clear you are when you speak to the issues. It's really important, and it's really good for all of us. So thank you again. Nice to talk with you. All the best.
Thank you, Barbara. Have a nice vacation.
Thank you.
Be safe. Thanks.
I will. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That's it for today. Come on back next week. We have a good lineup coming for you. We have County Clerk Mike Rosedale, who's going to be on giving us, you know, what's going on with the filing that has closes this Friday, who the candidates are, and what's going on at that level. All right. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care of yourself. May God richly bless you. And, you know, all this health stuff we've been doing, eat more vegetables.